We are all born flightless, everyone. After so many thousands of years, each of us still drops into the world, smooth-skinned and featherless. From that moment on, the ground suckles us to itself. The theologian and mathematician Kester Bruin points us towards one of the many realities we face as human beings. We, being of the earth, Adama, are bound to the earth. We are, without jet propulsion or mechanical assistance, planted upon terra firma, sequestered to this terrestrial plane. But on this day of the Ascension, we hear the scriptures talk about the God-man Jesus and his ascent up into the heavens. We encounter the evidence of a man transcending the shackles of gravity and passing from this plane unto the next. Now, this is not the first time that this has happened, as our collective memory should bring to mind the blazing path to the heavens that the prophet Elijah embarked in his chariot of fire. And my brothers and sisters, it certainly won't be the last, as we will come to see. On this day in the church, we gather to hear the story of Christ's ascension, his being taken up in a cloud in the Shekinah, the manifestation of the glory of God. The very same cloud that spoke to Moses, the same cloud that descended upon the mountain in the Transfiguration. We are reminded today the incarnate God ascending beyond sight to be seated at the right hand of the Father. This event marks a departure of sorts, but not one that is looked upon with sadness or derision. But instead, the response is to be one of great joy, the same joy as experienced by the disciples. This joy for us here and now stems from the reality of that which the ascension holds for us. We who are featherless, we who are suckled to the ground. The key to the ascension is the promise it provides. And this promise is twofold. The promise that we, as Christ ascended, shall ascend. For if we are buried in the waters of baptism, we arise from the font clothed in Christ, enfleshed in Christ, conjoined as members of his body. This many-membered body in union with Jesus Christ, who is its head, shall indeed rise as he has risen, and shall ascend as he has ascended. Second part of this promise is that we shall be with him always. In his final act, it is an act of blessing. The departing, risen Christ calls heaven's blessings down upon the assembly gathered below. A blessing, as St. Luke tells it, which extends into infinity as Jesus continues to bless his disciples, even after he has begun his ascent, blessing them as he disappears into the clouds. Jesus, in his ascension, is both commissioning the church in the continuation of his ministry, as well as assuring the Christian community of their guaranteed destiny. As promised in the words of St. Paul, that the dead in Christ will rise first, then we who are alive shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord. In his bodily departure, a departure that reemphasizes the humanity of Christ, the flesh and bone, born of a virgin, died on a cross, was raised from the dead humanity of Christ, signals the completion of his own personal work here on earth. But it is not a sign of abandonment, For his divinity, his divine nature is ever present, filling all things and fulfilling the promise heard from St. Matthew, I am with you always to the close of the age. Christ does not abandon his bride, the church, but indeed blesses her and gives later the gift of the Holy Spirit to continue to guide and shape her work. It is the promise of the ascension, the promise that since Christ took on our flesh, since he took on our blood, that we might be united in and with him, we no longer have to fear that we'll be cut off from him. And through him, we have the ability to go where he has gone. Because Christ has united himself to us forever. We partake of all that he is and all his benefits for us. As Tertullian said, be not disquieted, O flesh and blood, with any care. In Christ you have acquired both heaven and the kingdom of God. And so we carry on the ministry of Christ as the body of Christ, recipients of his blessing and all his benefits for us, trusting in his promises and in the hope that we have in him. Amen. Thanks be to God.